And now, James Gravel.
As much as we might like to believe that all people will go to heaven when they die, that does not square with God's Word. In Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14, Christ Himself said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Later in that chapter, Jesus addressed what will happen to those people who, although religious, refuse to obey His will. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. In 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8, the Apostle Paul referred to the fact that one day the Lord would be revealed from heaven with the angels of His power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus. In the next verse, he said that such people shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of His might. God created humans with two parts, a body and a soul. When each one of us has, to quote Shakespeare, shuffled off this mortal coil, our mortal body shall return to dust, but our immortal soul will return to God who gave it, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. People who do not believe in God, atheists, agnostics, infidels, skeptics, and others like them, have always objected to the concept of life after death. The very idea seems preposterous to them, just as it did to King Agrippa in the first century when Paul asked the pagan monarch, "Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?" Acts 26, verse 8.